Gil Hoffman is the executive director of Honest Reporting. He's a Chicago guy, graduated from Northwestern and in Israel. Bring us up to date on what is happening, Gil.
Well, Lisa, it's been crazy over here. You know, I grew up in Chicago. I listened to you on US 99 all those years, and I never thought that I would experience a time like this where the entire country is threatened by missiles fired from Iran. There were 180 of them. One hit a school. Thank God there were no children in the school at the time. One fell in an Arab Palestinian city and killed a Palestinian, ironically, from Gaza. The same night, there was an attack where two Palestinians opened fire and killed seven people. It's been a very tough night here.
I bet. So Netanyahu says Iran will pay. They responded by saying they vow vast destruction if Israel or allies retaliate. Is that where it stands right now?
They've been firing at us for 11 months. They fired at us from Gaza via Hamas, which is one of their tentacles, and then from Lebanon via Hezbollah. They fired at us from Iraq, from Syria, from Yemen, all allies, proxies of Iran, and then they fired at us in April, and Israel responded in a restrained kind of way. And now what Israelis are hoping is that the entire international community finally stops this, finally unites against Iran to make the entire world a safer place.
And that's exactly what the United States has done. They came out today and they called for all countries to unite against Iran and support Israel. Are those just words or do you think they have impact?
It remains to be seen. You know, we've seen how many world leaders and foreign ministers have said the right thing, but now is the time for action. It's 11 months. This has gone on for way too long. Imagine if Chicagoans were under fire from Milwaukee for 11 months in a row. I don't think they'd tolerate that.
Gil Hoffman is a Chicago native, and he is in Israel. He's executive director of Honest Reporting. I know at one point they knew it was coming. They encouraged everyone to get near shelters and then at some point release people. Well, not release them, but, you know, said it's safe to go back. So tell me about your experience. Where were you, Gil, and how did you manage that?
I was at home and I had downloaded an app earlier in the day that is supposed to warn you when you're supposed to go to the shelter. And they talked about it happening anytime within 12 hours. But then all of a sudden it happened. I dropped everything I was doing, and I went downstairs, and I had no idea what was happening then. When there's no internet in the bomb shelter, there's no reception on your phone, and you just know you're supposed to stay there until it's been 10 minutes since the last siren, and the sirens kept on happening. So I had absolutely no idea what was going on. And that was very scary. The last time I was with my children, it was the middle of the night. That was even scarier. We should not be enduring this. No one should be able to take this.
Not at all. And I would imagine that your experience was much like the other Israelis who were trying to find a safe space in the middle of the night.
Sure. I mean, I know people who are just outside, not near any shelter, because they had no warning of when this would take place. I know people were in a grocery store to abandon everything that they were in the middle of buying and go up into a bomb shelter for half an hour. This cannot become the new normal, Lisa.
Thank you so much for joining us, Gil. Thank you for the times that you were listening that I was unaware of you or your presence. We certainly appreciate your reporting, and I know that John Williams will have a longer discussion with you tomorrow. Be safe. You'll be in our prayers.
Thank you so much for thinking of me and for praying.